Cincinnati Edition on a Friday afternoon. I'm Mark Purcell, celebrating 20 years in Cincinnati with Chef Jean-Robert Decavelle. If you have a question or comment for Jean-Robert, you can call 419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, tweet, or post on Facebook. Jean-Robert came to Cincinnati in 1993 to take over the kitchen at the Maisonette from longtime chef George Haydn. He thought he'd only stay a handful of years, but instead is celebrating two decades in Cincinnati and still going strong. His influence on culinary life here in Cincinnati is just amazing, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Jean-Robert to Cincinnati Edition. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Alyssa Brandt wrote a wonderful piece, profile of you in the December issue of Cincinnati Magazine. Have you had a chance to read it, and what did you think about that?
It was really overwhelming. You know, it was beautiful. I had one of my assistants when the magazine came to the restaurant to ask her to read the piece, and it took a very long time to read that piece. It was very amusing. And then, so, you know, I took the time to read it on my own too. And I mean, it's very different, you know, and I try to, you know, I look at it differently. And it was so much, you know, it was nice for her to really did put the effort of like talking to other people. And so it was really definitely very emotional when it came to read it, you know, and overwhelming.
Anybody tell any lies about you?
No. Some, you know, I was like,
or were they too honest?
You know, it was definitely, you could see like some, you know, some of the story back at the Maisonette with some of the cooks when I came. It was fun. It looked like it was fun for them to share that, you know, when I came, and you know, so.
Well, I want to go back to the day in the Maisonette. I remember when it was announced that you were going to be taking over, and that was quite a momentous occasion here. But in the article I was reading in Cincinnati Magazine, she kind of indicated that you'd not heard of the Maisonette and didn't know where Cincinnati was when this job popped up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, not the Maisonette. I didn't know about the Maisonette because Maisonette did belong to this a very well-known group of restaurants around the world, you know. Table Tradition, it's very, very popular. And so I know of the restaurant, but I didn't really know where Cincinnati it was. And when I met with another colleague chef, Daniel Boulou, in New York, and we met the commissar, we were looking for a chef, and mentioned my name. We met at this office, and in this tiny little office in this kitchen, and we were looking in a little map of a, you know, file of facts to look like where's it. We know it's close to Cleveland. We know it's close to Chicago, somewhere there, you know. And that's exactly what we were going through.
Well, were you surprised that first time you came into Cincinnati? What was your impression? I mean, you were coming from, you know, New York City.
I was in New York. I mean, it was definitely, you know, I did travel, you know, during my stay in New York for 8 years. I did travel in the different places. So I was, you know, I was not surprised, but I was definitely, you know, it was definitely the, you know, the middle of America, you know, and it was, I mean, it was. You know, to see the downtown, to see the small downtown was more interesting for me, you know. And I mean, when I came, it was also, I mean, I did, you know, and it's very different back 20 years ago. We cannot get the information we can get today.
You know? Yes.
So, you know, the commissar sent me a package with their menus, and, you know, and I talked to the chef. I talked to the owners a few times before I did my cooking demonstration for them. And it was just, you know, I felt like it was this old style restaurant, French restaurant in the middle of America, you know, and it was, so when I came, it was interesting. It was something amusing, you know. I lost my luggage, I mean, the airline lost my luggage, so I was in jeans and jacket, so I could not really be at the Maisonette. So I was a little late, and of course, they could not communicate with me because no cell phone by then, you know, so
right.
they had to wait until I came to the hotel, and then, you know, a ton of voicemail in the room, and so I called them back anyway. It was, and I came, you know, I came with a, you know, I know they were five-star restaurant, and I came with a, not really getting, you know, I don't know, no, I came with no recipe, and kind of like, they mentioned something to me, it was interesting. They said, Jean-Bé, if you want special products, talk to the chef. And when I look at their menus, when they send it to me, I'm like, okay, I'm going to see what they have, and I'm going to see what they want me to do, and I will do it, you know. And it's kind of like, it was a way, and that was an indication that I didn't really want the job. I'm not so sure, but I was not so, you know, I was, you know, I for me coming to Cincinnati was, could be part of my next move to my career because of the reputation of the Maisonette. But it was not something about, oh, I need to move here because because my family is here, or because, you know, I have a connection with someone who I need to be here. No, it was a job offer with a very high end restaurant where I felt like I could make the difference if the difference could be made, you know. And that's where I came, and it was interesting.
Chef Jean Robert on Cincinnati Edition. You can offer up a congratulations to him on his 20 years in Cincinnati, or ask him a question by calling 513-419-7100. And I know from that article in the Cincinnati Magazine December issue where you said they should have everything I need. I don't really need anything special. But what surprised you the most when you came to Cincinnati, and what shocked you the most as well?
I mean, nothing really shocked me. It was, you know, it was a nice kitchen. I mean, one thing was really unique, you know, and definitely coming from understanding America to New York City, it was like everybody's from here, you know. Everybody, like I said that for the longest time to all of my friends in New York, because everyone's grandmother live on a corner, you know. And when you live in New York, you don't have that. In New York, you learn to make the difference between, you know, people from, you know, different countries in South America. You know, to make the difference between a Mexican and someone from, you know, from another country. Mm-hmm. And same thing. So because it's a melting pot, you know, even the American who live in New York, I'm not necessarily from New York, you know. So coming to Cincinnati was interesting. And listening to some of the cooks who were there for, you know, 15 years, 20 years, some of the staff were there even for longer than that, mm-hmm. you know, and even the chef. I mean, Georges Don, I think that's one thing who surprised me, and that really make me feel like that's where the owners care about their staff, because the chef was there for, you know, 29 years, you know, and so for him to, you know, to go to the different, you know, different decade and with different challenging on when it comes to food, he was able to go to that with the owners, you know, walking side to side with the owners and the family, you know, who owned the place. And that was, you know, that was, to me, it was remarkable. You know, I felt like, okay, it's, you know, they treat their employee and their chef correctly. And that was kind of like the old fashioned, little bit remind me of like some of the older restaurant in France.
Where did your incredible talent for food come from? Where was that first spark, Jean Robert, that, you know, that, you know, you talk about knowing how things are going to taste even before you put them together.
Yeah.
Where did that talent grow from?
I don't know. I mean, I come from a family of five children, and my mom never worked. I mean, I should say never went to work, you know.
Yes.
She worked harder than, you know.
I was going to say, watch out now.
So we had breakfast, you know, she take care of us for, you know, from breakfast to lunch to dinner. And she was a good cook, you know, a good family cook, you know. And I think I always enjoy that. I mean, like my family always tell me, I mean, my parents always tell me when I was a early teen, I always want to be in the kitchen, always want to help my mom. At the time in France, we were going to school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then on Thursday we were off of school, and then you go Friday and Saturday morning, you know. That's what it was nice for the parents, because give them Saturday morning off to do whatever they need to do. And no, this was from Thursday to Wednesday, but and that's what my mom always did, cooking. You know, I'm from north of France, and north of France is very similar to Cincinnati when it comes to the weather, when it comes to the aspect of the regional, you know, it's this, nobody go to north of France for vacation, you know. I mean, nobody, you know, people.
It's always the south of France,
you
know.
It's always south of France, or different area. And it's very similar weather-wise. And I think it's one thing one of the most interesting things when it comes to a place like Cincinnati, you really go to the four seasons. And by going to the four seasons, you get excited about the new season coming up or the new products coming up, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a new product coming out like nobody I've ever seen in springtime. But every time the springtime comes, we get excited about the spring vegetable coming back.
You know? Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So I think, I don't know, it was something I grew up and I always enjoy it. And I said to my parents, I want to do an apprenticeship. I want to, and my parents actually, my dad found me a walk where I went to see the owners and said, can you make him work very hard so he may go back to college, you know? And I never turned around. I work hard and I, you know, and graduate 2 years later and I decided to travel.
I'm speaking with Chef Jean Robert here on Cincinnati Edition. You can, too, at 513-419-7100. Mickey from Walnut Hills is on the line. Good afternoon, Mickey. Hello, Mickey. Are you there? A little bit of the time delay, I think, working against us as it goes along. Well, when Mickey catches up with us here. But before that, we had an email, Jean Robert, that asked... Jocelyn has a cooking question. Can the chef recommend the type of pots and pans every good cook should have?
Oh, that's always a hard question. You know,
and it's so many different ones too. It depends on what you need.
Yeah, it's definitely. You know, I mean, I don't even think of a brand. I think, of course, it's really depending on what you want to cook. But I think today with all of the, you know, some of the stores you have, some of the culinary store you can have, you can definitely go there and get what you, you know, the best you want or you can afford sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, I like to share that with the people. Sometimes it's funny because in the kitchen, sometimes you don't always have the best pots and pans because, you know, I mean, they get beat up and then so you buy a new one and so.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of folks don't realize all the work that goes on in the kitchen. I was going to ask you, you know, about that because a lot of folks think it's pretty simple and straightforward, but boy, working behind the line at a restaurant, plating, cooking, it's amazingly chaotic.
It is. You know, it's one of this job where, you know, it's the mise en place part of it. And you see that I see that always in the new cooks, you know, the new person who want to cook and they come and suddenly you don't realize how much work it is to finalize it. You know, and it's the same thing with a lot of work, definitely. But it is one of these things where you're focusing on making the right things and then suddenly the customer arrives, the door is open, and then you just have to go for it. And, you know, 80 days in the restaurant business happen quite often, you know. And it's part of what we do.
Well, Mickey is back on the line. Mickey, are you there?
I sure am. I'm sorry about that mix-up. And greetings to you both. And bonjour, Monsieur Jean-Robert.
Bonjour.
I wanted to ask you, sir, if it was like a community of chefs or communication amongst the major chefs in Cincinnati.
You're asking if the chefs share among themselves? Is that what you're asking? Whether the chefs communicate?
I think it's a very It's a very strong community, you know, chef community in Cincinnati. And even since, you know, I mean, today it's different style of restaurant than it was a few decades ago. But I think when I came, you know, Anita Cunningham, who was a popular female chef in Cincinnati, she's no longer in town. You know, we became friends. Jimmy Gibson, who was someone in town at the time, Jimmy Girardi, and everybody came, tried to meet me and it was the beginning of everybody get excited of like being together and, you know, do different things, you know, because it's always things I say about restaurant, what we do, we only compete against ourselves, you know. It's like, of course, a new restaurant open and everybody want to see it, but you don't compete against anybody, you compete against yourself. And it's you know, it's like, you should know what you do well. And if you do well, then people will come.
Well, I was going to ask, you had another question, Mickey, before I ask.
Could I bring up one more point, please?
Yes, ma'am.
I completely agree, you know, that there isn't a sense of competition. I wondered if Mr. Robert knew of David Tape, who is both a chef and a maitre d', and he has just opened Ruth Parkside Cafe in Northside. And I went there once. He is a dear friend of mine, David Tape, and for years and years. And the food was phenomenal. And this is his dream that he finally has his own restaurant. And there's a big history with Mullane's and with Ruth's Parkside Cafe that are connected. And I wondered if Mr. Robert had done, you know, had experienced that eating
I eat at Mullane's a few times in the beginning, and it's actually interesting because, you know, the table is just right there on the corner from Mullane's. And I know Kevin. Kevin is one of the, I don't know exactly his position is, but he's a chef there who's also working with him. And I've not had the chance to try their new restaurants since they're open, but I hear a lot of wonderful review, and I think it was nice of them to be able to be in such a beautiful building and be able to reopen something for the neighborhood and also for people to come and visit the north side.
Thanks for your call, Mickey. Appreciate it. 513-419-7100. It's Cincinnati Edition. Emily from Walnut Hills on the phone now. Emily, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello there. You have a question or comment for Jean-Robert?
Well, it's funny. I just left from having a wonderful lunch at the restaurant.
Thank you.
And, thank we you. Had this special tray lunch.
Mm-hmm. And thank you.
It was so good. I want to thank you for all the years you've provided wonderful, wonderful meals to people here in Cincinnati, and also especially for your work in the community with raising money for SIDS and the food bank and just the various charitable and social service work that you've done in the area. I think people need to know more about that.
Thank you.
You have so many talents, and you share them all with us. It's marvelous.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Emily. Appreciate the come. Yeah, and it is. You know, you are all around the community, Sean Robert. I mean, I see you at events all the time. Is that one of the reasons that you've stayed in Cincinnati for so long, all the work you do?
I think it's, you know, it's like, you know, it's meeting people. It's like realizing, you know, you can make a difference, you know. And I remember one of the first articles when I came to Cincinnati, I think it was, at the Inquirer, they were talking, and I said, oh, I'm here to have fun. And it was kind of like talking a weird way for some people. So it was easier to have a job and running the best restaurant in the city and one of the top of the nation.
And he wants to have fun.
And for me, it was like, you know, really share what you enjoy doing. And I mean, I think we are, you know, I'm the chef, you know, it's like, but I am a cook. I'm the one who, and I think one of the beautiful things about what we do, and doesn't have to be fine products, it just have to be good food, is to be able to share things with people. And I think what, you know, food is one of the, even today is more important today even than before, is where we really take the time to be with friends, family, or when you have to take the time to know somebody else. And it's always around something you will eat and share. And I think, you know, by doing all of, you know, I have a soft spot when it comes to charity event and be able to help people to make a difference. And I think it's like, and it's I'm doing that was for my heart, and I'm doing that because I care. I do, and I think it's part of a community. Being part of the community, and I have to say, Cincinnati was interesting for me because, you know, I did enjoy my time in New York, but I think when I came to Cincinnati, I realized, you know, back to a bit of where I came from, where, you know, you can make a difference in a small, you know, big fish in a small pond. And I think people embraced me so much when I came, you know, when I came to town, everybody, I was like on the spotlight because I was a new chef of their best restaurant. And I think I never had that attention before. And I think that made me feel like want to be connected with people, you know, like how many times it's something I like to share was amusing, but how many times I did different events and people, oh, I love the maisonette, I so wonderful. And I say, when was the last time you were there? Oh, I've never been, you know? And when you reach that level of, and I think for them to be able to meet me because I was able to be part of an event or try to help one of the charity who were close to them, really make me feel happy because I was able to share things with them, you know? And because they may not be able to afford the maisonette or, you know, for whatever the reason was. So I think I became... I don't know. I just enjoy to, you know, I, you know, when you are love, I think you should love back. It's what it is, you know.
513-419-7100, Cincinnati Edition with Chef Jean Robert. And Masrin on the line with a question from for Jean Robert. But Masrin, you're on Cincinnati Edition.
Oh, thank you so much. Chef, I just wanted to know, you said you say that you are from the northern part of France and it's cold, and I was just wondering, is it Alsace?
No, it's actually called the North. And it's actually, if you look at Paris and look at Bruxelles, it's right there in the middle. So it's 200 kilometers above Paris and 200 kilometers under Bruxelles. And it's like we are like 15 kilometers away, I mean, so a few miles from the border of Belgium. So apart.
Oh, okay. I think I exactly know because my mom and my sister and brother, they live in Alsace.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, that's, yeah, the north is really like, it's called Lille. The main city is called Lille, Lille.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mr. Brazil, Cincinnati Edition is my favorite show.
Oh, thank you, Masrin. I very much appreciate
it. I really enjoy it, and it's really wonderful. It's too bad we lost Talk of the Nation, but we gained something.
Well, thank you. So, I greatly appreciate it.
I really like the topics and everything, and I listen to it as much as I can.
Well, please do. Please
and
do.
And I'm a sustaining member, too.
Oh, good. Well, thank you, Masrin. I greatly appreciate your call. Jenny from Hartwell with a question, and this was one I was going to pose for you, too. Jenny, you're on the air.
Hello, Chef Jean Robert. My partner, Ralph, and I are huge, huge fans of your restaurant, and we're both foodies, and we love to experiment with cooking. He's a transplant from Germany. I am a transplant from the border of Mexico. So my question to you is, what do you think about Cincinnati chili?
What do you think about Cincinnati chili? I have to say,
put you on the spot.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm going to get in trouble for this. I know I am.
So I came the Friday after Thanksgiving in 1993, right? It was my first day in Cincinnati as, you know, in the kitchen, and I shared the kitchen with Georges Don for 5 weeks, and then after he left, and I took over. And on that Sunday, David Cook, David Cook is also probably one of the most popular chefs in Cincinnati. He grew up here. He's from originally from New Jersey, but he grew up in Cincinnati. It was one of the main sous chefs at the Maisonette, and he brought me to Scanlan Chili. That was definitely on that Sunday, and I think it was something probably maybe the commissar asked him to do. I want to do it for fun, and I honestly could not understand, you know, what was this thing was all about, you know. So I did eat it with a lot of suspicion, and you know, I cannot tell you I did like it. I cannot tell you I didn't like it. I just don't really understand what that that bread was. Pasta and cheese and onion. I didn't really, counting 5 weeks, 3 weeks, I was completely lost. But I did, you know, for many, you know, in 20 years, I was part of different competition where they asked me to test, and I did. And I had fun doing it. And I have to say, when I have people coming from out of town, guess what? I bring them to one of these chili peddlers, you know, and some of them are more local than some other, but it's something you have to get used to it, or something you have to grow up with.
Well, thank you for the call, Jenny. Thank you, Jean Robert. We're out of time, but thank you for being on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.